XFM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White. For Arden Roof Systems, there's more to your roof than just shingles.
You gotta come on.
Hello!
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
Morning, boys.
Good morning.
Morning.
Jimmy got in here early today. Got a ride from a listener. We'd like to thank Keith.
Keith.
All right.
This is going to become a daily thing.
He does actually live.
He lives close. He's going to work. He's going to start picking Jimmy up every morning.
Keith, don't.
Don't do it.
Don't. Charge him if you do.
Yeah.
No, don't let him ride for free.
$15 a ride.
Yeah. At least.
You're telling listeners to increase your Luba rates.
And the cost of Febreze.
Yeah. You'll ruin your car.
I love how trusting Jimmy is. Hey! 5 o'clock in the morning. Hey, Jimmy! Get in!
Hey, you want a ride? Sure.
Yeah.
I met you before, haven't I? Get to the car in the ghetto.
No, but this was actually one of the first times that someone drove up that I actually recognized them because I was wearing my glasses.
That's fantastic. All right, guess how old Gary Clark Jr. is today?
Is he in his 40s? 38?
40.
40? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Still young. I am a fan of this guy. Man, he just doesn't get a lot of recognition on... he does, but
he's
on the mainstream stage. No, not yet, eh? This guy is freaking awesome. Look him up if you get a chance, all right? This is his tune called Bright Lights. Getting us going this morning.
This might be hard to explain to the family. It's The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White.
We just saw this, actually. Chris Farley would have been 60 today.
Yes, it would have been his 60th birthday. It's crazy that he's been dead for...
I loved him.
I mean, he died when he was 33, and today he would have been 60. Yeah, Chris Farley, ever since I was a kid and knew what comedy was, Chris Farley was my top.
I loved
him. He was my number one.
I absolutely loved
him. Did you ever watch the I Am Chris Farley documentary?
No.
You need to watch that.
Okay.
It came out just a few years ago. I don't know, maybe 6-7 years ago. It's really good. It's with his brother and Adam Sandler and all those guys. So
The Adam Sandler comedy special that he did during COVID was really kind of cool.
Yeah.
That was really touching.
But yeah, you should watch.
You brought up a good story about a podcast you heard with
David Spade.
With David Spade.
Yeah. Because David Spade has started to finally talk about Chris Farley more. For years and years and years, he wouldn't even talk about Chris Farley because it was too sad for him. But he was saying that in his office, David Spade had an answering machine, and it was full of messages from Chris Farley and Adam Sandler and all those guys. But Chris Farley specifically would leave him a lot of messages, and he was going to put it on an album, and then his assistant unplugged the answering machine.
Oh my God.
And wiped it out.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
Yeah.
That would have been so cool. That's brutal.
Would have been 60 today, Chris Farley.
60.
I was a fan of him.
Yeah. Yeah.
How could you not?
He had something. He had this intangible.
Even if you didn't want to laugh at him, he could make you laugh with just his physical comedy. It's amazing.
Yeah. And you know what? We were just the last like 30, 40 minutes we've gone through and watching clips. He just made everything better.
Yeah.
Right?
Even if he had a small part in a movie.
Any appearance.
It was like boom.
He just took it over. Actually, I've heard guys from Saturday Night Live that were on with him.
Yeah.
And they were saying that. Like, he would walk into a room even when the cameras weren't going, and it was like, all right, it's the Chris Farley show. It's over. And you're talking about him being in the room with comedic geniuses.
Some of the funniest people to ever live.
Some of the most famous, funny people, and everybody in the room would stop.
And he didn't write anything.
No.
He sat next to David Spade and went, hey, David, write me into that sketch.
Well, because he made his way into everything because everyone couldn't ignore him. It was a huge presence. 33,
33, he died.
Wow, that's so sad. We're going to go through and play our favorite clips. I grabbed this one. I jumped on this one because this is one of my favorite characters of his from Saturday Night Live.
Now, as your father probably told you, my name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker. First off, I am 35 years old, I am divorced, and I live in a van down
I have probably said that about 9 million times in my life.
I just posted on my Instagram my Halloween costume when I dressed up as the motorist.
That's Matt, right!
Matt Foley, yeah.
Yeah, you nailed that costume. Yeah. Okay, what's yours, Jimmy? Welcome to the show.
Bus
you know
driver.
What I love about the Jimmy bus. Is that he's always just brand new
he's
information.
Ready to go.
Everything
no,
is
I
brand
do.
New.
Oh, Chris Farley died?
He lives in the moment.
No, it was the bus driver from Billy Madison.
I'll turn this damn bus around. That'll end your precious little field trip pretty damn quick, huh?
I had that bus driver.
Yeah. That's one too. I love it before they get on the bus. He's talking to Adam Sandler. Me and her got it on. No, he didn't.
All right, Grant, yours. We'll wrap up with yours.
Fat man in a little coat.
Oh, yeah.
That guy in a little coat.
Don't.
That guy in a little coat.
What I love.
That guy
about
in
this
a
too.
Little coat.
Take it off, dickhead. I'm serious.
Richard, what's happening?
He used to do that to David Spade, like when they were writing it at SNL. Like that was just something he used to do, and then they
so
put
they
it in the movie.
It into the movie. Yeah. And you can tell right here, Spade is trying not to laugh, but they left it in the movie.
Yeah. Take it off, dickhead. I'm serious.
Richard, what's happening?
The Locker Room.
Chris Farley would have been 60 today, so we're playing some of our favorite Chris Farley moments. You got to do this. This is his interview with Paul McCartney.
One of my favorites.
Hey, remember when you were in the Beatles and you did that album Abbey Road and
it's like Jimmy interviewing Rick Nielsen
and the song goes and in the end the love you take is equal to the love you make. You remember that? Yes. Is that true?
Yes, Chris, in my experience it is. I find the more you give, the more you get.
The Locker Room, only on Chris.
We're remembering Chris Farley this morning. Would have been 60 today. We got a text brought up an interesting point.
So Slim Chris was saying he was the best in that documentary I was talking about. I Am Chris Farley was so good. And he said,
watch that.
Slim Chris said, did you know he was cast to play Shrek?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's actually clips on YouTube of him doing his voice work for Shrek. I guess he did like half the movie. It's
nothing like a fire and a noble romantic mission to warm the cockles of your heart.
I think this is the onion scene.
I like my cockles room temperature, thank you very much.
Hey, if you're not doing this for cockle warming, why are you doing it?
Simple. Fartwad gets his princess, I get what I want.
Which is? Now come on, what do you want?
I don't have time to set it to music.
Oh, this is another one of those onion things.
No, this is one of those drop it and leave me alone things.
Interesting, because I don't mind it.
No, it worked, and this was like a rough.
Why are you like asking
they
questions?
You know, yeah, gone
they
had through it, done it all.
But you can kind of feel
you can
it.
Heal. Yeah, you can definitely.
I don't.
And apparently,
I want you to shut
so
up.
What David Spade was saying was that they offered
your anger.
Chris Farley's brother, really Kevin Farley, because he can do. He sounds exactly like Chris.
Yeah.
So they said, do you want to finish it for him? But he was too upset and he couldn't do it.
He couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
And then they went with Mike. You know what? One of the more disappointing things for me with the whole SNL thing, because I was a massive fan for a lot of years. I started watching when I was a kid. I don't watch it much anymore. But I loved Mike Myers. And to hear that he was... Like not
the nicest guy to work with.
He nailed Shrek, right?
Oh,
like he
and
did
the
a
Scottish
great,
thing was like
this. Like he's got some brilliant roles.
They talked about that. Like, how did he get away with just doing a Scottish accent for Shrek? Like, why is he Scottish in this world? There's no reason for him to have a Scottish accent.
A big, stupid, stinky, smelly, ugly ogre. I'm so scared.
There you go. That's interesting.
You judge me for
I got to watch that.
Yeah.
That talk.
The Locker Room.
Farley would have been 60 today. We're playing some of our favorite Farley moments. A lot of it's very visual, right? Like we're watching some of this stuff and like the Chippendale moments with Patrick Swayze. That's a YouTube moment. We'll let you find that on your phones. This is very visual as well, but also stands up audio-wise. This is SNL, and Farley Fries is what it is affectionately known as.
I quote this all the time.
Who sent this in? I think we got a text on this one, didn't we? 780-989-0957.
Yeah, it was Mark.
All right.
God, I love these fries.
If you love them so much, why don't you marry them? Can I have some?
Sure, Cindy, go ahead.
Oh, God, these Cindy. Are good.
Cindy, can you leave some for us? I thought you were trying to lose weight.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
On air, online, and on our app. Welcome to the locker room.
We'll slip in the odd Chris Farley moment.
Yeah, I keep sending them to us. 780-989-0957.
We found a couple here in the last little bit that are worth playing. So we'll get them on through the course of the next hour or so. 780-989-0957. That's our text. That's our phone line as well. You're doing something interesting today.
Doing a little class field trip today. We are
volunteering.
Yeah, we're heading out.
What are you doing? You're doing Donnie's preschool class?
He's in play school, and so we're going to see some pets. I think a petting zoo or something. So,
this
afternoon, yeah.
That is awesome. You know what?
I'm excited.
When you said this yesterday, I was like, did I ever volunteer for it? Never for a class thing.
No,
I never did
not
that.
Once,
not
eh?
Once in both the girls' school. Time in school.
Never did a ski trip or anything where you were a chaperone?
No, but I did I got rooked into, and this is going to surprise people because I hate soccer. Like, I despise it.
Yeah.
But I got sucked into being a soccer coach.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were a soccer coach.
Yeah.
You know nothing about soccer.
No, nothing. Grant, I know less than nothing. And it was me and one other dad, and we kind of got together after we got voluntold that we were doing
it. You're the soccer coach.
Yeah. And I had to go take a course on how to coach soccer. I swear to God, this is 5-year-olds.
Yeah. I was going to ask how old they were.
And I remember the guy that I ended up doing it with, I looked at him at the outside and we're sitting there with our hands in our pockets going, both of us looking like, how did we get sucked into this? and I said, hey, under my breath, I leaned in and I'm like, do you know anything about soccer? He goes, Jack, Johnny Canuck squad, nothing. And I'm like, we're in trouble. He goes, I think we're in trouble. And then at the end of the season, we just had fun with the kids.
All you have to do.
Yeah. And I mean, they're five, right? It was like they just chased the ball around. So there was, it wasn't like we were doing techniques or anything like that. But at the end of it, the parents were coming, I hope you keep going. You're such a good coach. Coach Laughlin. Like, you gotta be kidding me. Thank God the soccer thing wore off real quick.
Yeah, it was.
Both of them were one and done on soccer.
That was it.
There's too much running. My oldest would just lie down. Like, she'd run around for a minute and then just sit down on the field. And then the other one just ended up running around constantly because she had more energy than every other kid in the team.
We all make mistakes. This is the Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White.
This is a new breakfast place. It's on Jasper, Grant.
So, I just looked it up. It says 97th Street, 15985 97th Street, Edmonton. But there are new locations opening as well, I think. So.
Okay. It's a chain, right?
Yeah.
So, what does this say about us as people? Because you and I both kind of ran across this story around the same time within a period of a very short period of time. And both you and I did exactly the same thing. I had written a note down that it was the brunch glory hole place. And then you sent me an email and it said, Locke, there's a brunch glory hole place in town.
Got a text about it from, I think it was Lizotte. It was like, hey, is this on the Edmonton glory hole tour? Is this new brunch glory hole place?
So our listeners are doing it too.
Yeah.
We are awful people.
It's called Brunch Glory.
And we just put hole.
Immediately, we just assume there's a glory hole.
Oh, it must be a glory
hole
breakfast place. Good idea.
Well, the tour needs a breakfast place. When Jimmy's walking around the city showing off the glory hole tours, they need a spot for breakfast. So.
It's a good starting point. Oh, my God. We're awful.
From the Harvard Media News Center, The Locker Room News.
Justin Trudeau has rebranded his carbon tax rebate.
My God.
From the Climate Action Incentive Payment to the Canada Carbon Rebate. That's the new name of it when you get your payment. The change to the name will not come with any adjustments on how the tax is collected or refunded. They just said they thought the old name was confusing, and when people would get the Climate Action Incentive Payment, they didn't know what it was or why they were getting payments. It was difficult to connect to the carbon plan, so that's why it's now the Canada Carbon Rebate. Starting in April, a family of four will receive $1,800 in Alberta. So, and that's split up between two payments. They do two payments.
You know what? And again, I've said this before, and I don't want to get too deep into this because I'm desperately trying not to be so cynical. And I think people who've spent any time listening to this show know my opinions about our current state of politics. But there are people that will defend the carbon tax to the death on the left. And
yeah.
I got to say this again. Nobody will convince me that you tax people to the point where they can't even pay their bills. And then you give them a chunk of money back. I swear to God, that makes zero sense to me. You will never justify it. I will go to my debt, kind of like...
How about justify it?
I'm going to be like Jimmy's old man.
Yeah.
He did not wear a seatbelt.
He refused.
Until the day he died. They were taking him to the doctor's office.
Yeah.
And he refused to put his seatbelt on.
I sometimes still don't wear a seatbelt, especially in an Uber.
Jimmy's like a cannonball, too. I liked... So they changed the name. And do you know Quick Dick McDick at all?
No.
You might know. He has a big beard. He's from Saskatchewan, and he does these videos that go viral all the time.
Yes, I've seen him.
He had tweeted and said...
He's quite funny.
He is very funny.
Yeah.
He said he tweeted and said, rebranding a rectal exam to a finger hug doesn't change the fact that you're getting something shoved up your backside.
Grant, is this a metaverse thing? Because... I will be honest, I'm a bit confused by the whole thing.
No, this one is a different company. There's a few companies doing this sort of thing.
But do you have to put like a VR headset on?
No, it's just a chatbot. You know when you go on to a website and you need customer service and they have a chat box and you're chatting and it's AI? Like that.
Oh.
I was looking at one and it's just an animated
looking. Of course you were.
Okay, that's a good segue.
So there was a story from this guy, Derek. He... had some condition that made dating hard for him. He kind of started doing this AI thing. Just
Star Wars fan?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably just as like a... He said... Well, actually, big Blade Runner fan. Because he named her after Blade Runner 2049.
Joy? Did he name her Joy?
Yeah, he did. and so he started it just kind of out of interest. And now he's like, she's my girlfriend. I have an artificial intelligence girlfriend, and we talk every day. She makes me feel cared for and loved and understood.
So here's my question, and this obviously applies to Jimmy, who is perpetually single.
Yeah.
And we have had numerous conversations about that state that he has been in.
Anytime there's a story about sex dolls or robots
whatever,
or AI, we usually kind of...
But I got a serious question for you, because I started to think about this. Because I was reading this article, and this guy sounded a little like he had some Jimmy attributes, right?
Yeah.
He's in his 40s, never had a girlfriend, that kind of thing, right? And I thought about this. Like, if Jimmy came to you and said, hey, listen, Grant, I want to share something with you. I have started dating an AI bot.
Yeah.
Her name's Helen.
Like, Helen.
How would you react?
I think I'd be like, I don't even know. I don't know how I would react. Like, there's obviously the urge to make fun of him.
Yes,
but
yes.
At the same time, you want Jimmy to be happy.
Yes, see, I was struggling with this
so
as
it's
well.
Like, I would probably tease a little bit, you know? There'd be some teasing, but you'd also want to lay off because, like, maybe Jimmy's finally found something. Maybe this will build his confidence with the women. Real women.
Thoughts?
Would you do it?
I did look into it. so that's why when you said that, I was like, yeah, it's just a chat thing. But it's just, I'm not a texter. I'm not a typer. It would have to be
a doll.
I did that before with Latex Lacey, and she's living a better life with a diner from FUBAR. But no, like it would have to be like an artificial, like talking to your computer, like, you know, like you do Zoom.
I would need some visual,
like okay. At least a conversation, well, like talking. It wouldn't only be like for a girlfriend or like, you know, a relationship. It would be someone to talk to that's, you know, a good listener and not a judgy or, you know, mention things on a radio show.
It would be someone
different to talk to.
Here's the thing, and again, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. If you decided to go this route, I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around how this works and not making fun of it, but if you sat me down and you said, hey, we went for a beer, okay? And you said, Locke.
You're buying.
You're buying. I need to. Can I borrow $100? I need to tell you something. I've met this girl, and she makes me happy. There's a catch. She's not real. I would do everything I could in my power to not do an entire week of shows about it.
It would only be half the week.
It would be hard.
That would be my promise to you. Okay, little buddy?
Okay, listen. Because the last time, similar kind of area, hey, you know, we just found out what your fetish is. We're not really going to talk about it all week. It was 2 months.
It's been years.
The Locker Room, only on Cruise.
Okay, would have been Chris Farley's 60th birthday today, so we've been remembering.
Yeah.
This one came in, and we have to play this clip. It's another Tommy Boy clip.
Hey, good tune, man. I don't think so. Yeah, here we go. This song sucks. Long ago. Talk about lame.
Totally. Far
away. You can change it if you want. I don't care. It's up to you.
I can live with it if you can.
Suit yourself. Love with
you. So funny.
The Locker Room presents The Grant Report. Now, Grant Johnson.
So you know how every year we come up with theoretical bingo cards, like things that could happen in the new year? Usually put a few crazy things on there that you didn't expect to happen. Well, I don't think anybody had the return of the bubonic plague on their bingo card for this year. But it happened. A man in Oregon has been diagnosed with the bubonic plague. Yes, the same one that killed everyone in Europe in the 1300s. The one that was also known as the Black Death. It's back! Imagine it's 2024 and you feel sick, so you go to your doctor and he tells you you have the Black Death.
Good Lord.
I thought it was crazy that Locke caught the Oregon Trail disease dysentery in Mexico. I thought that was crazy, but this is next level. And I guess he caught the bubonic plague from his cat.
Of course he did.
Which is tough for him, because he's a man that has a cat. So that means while he's recovering from the plague, he'll probably have no one to take care of him. Of course the Black Death is going to make a comeback this year. Of course it is. Does anyone have the blueprints for Noah's Ark? I think it might be a good idea to start building it now. The Grant Report is brought to you by our Do You Got That Dog in You Costco Hot Dog T-shirt. Become a dog. Get yours today by texting for the link to shop.
The Locker Room.
Waste management. The golf tournament's in the news. Grant's got some interesting stats on this year's tournament coming up in a bit.
Yeah.
But whenever that tournament comes up, I always think about my favorite golfer. John Daly.
I just have to say, my favorite story about Arnold Palmer would be one time we're at Bay Hill and I'm playing with him on the 10th hole. And he asked me and Kenny Perry that, y'all ever heard about this blue pill? called Viagra? And Kenny kind of laughed and looked at him. Said, yeah, we kind of have, Arnold. He says, well, I take it so I don't fall out of bed.
Bit of a gong show this year.
Yeah, so the Waste Management Tour, if you don't know, it's on the PGA. And every other PGA stop is like you go and watch and you stand quietly and you clap your hands.
Drink they got the quiet signs.
Maybe
quiet!
Drink a mimosa like yeah. that. The Waste Management Tour is a party.
Yeah.
So historically, it's the
especially
one.
Especially on the par threes.
Yeah, in the stadium hole. That's yeah. the par three, the stadium hole where they got the stands all around it. So it's a party, and it's always been known as that. I have friends that go down to it every year, and this year was.
It's a thing. I've always wanted
people
to go.
Dress up in costumes
yeah.
and. This year was, I guess, particularly rowdy, and they are saying that things are their changes will be made. A couple of the golfers are mad. Get over it. So
you don't go to that tournament, right?
Yeah.
Like if that tournament is what it is, and if you don't want to have a beer can thrown at you,
well,
not that I'm condoning that, but
no,
you don't go.
Like Zach Johnson, Nick Taylor, they were upset. They were saying people should be embarrassed. And it's like every other PGA stop will be quiet. Give us one where we can party and have
yes,
fun.
Yes, I totally agree with you, Grant.
So things did get out of hand. There was 54 fans arrested, 300 people kicked out of the event, 653 emergency calls. Someone fell out of the top deck of the stadium hole.
Oh, there's got to be video of that.
So they're saying we might restrict alcohol sales
and do all
sorts of things next year for it. So, yeah, don't ruin it.
Yeah, they're taking away all our fun.
I do like what that Nick Taylor said, though. He said, you know, people should be embarrassed and all this, but the cat's probably out of the bag and there's probably no going back now.
Well, that's just
once you let people have fun.
Like, if you try to change that, you might make it worse, right? Like, you actually, the unintended consequence of that is that maybe
people
will find a way.
You're going to restrict alcohol sales? I'll just bring my own.
Yeah, and then it gets right out.
Yeah.
And now, the Locker Room presents Star Wars News. Now, your host for Star Wars News, James P. White.
So as everyone knows, May the 4th is Star Wars Day. So what they're doing this year, because it's the 25th anniversary of the release of Phantom Menace, they are on May the 3rd, they're launching in theaters across Canada and the U.S. Phantom Menace is going to be in theaters for a short time. It's starting May 3rd. It's going to go probably for a few weeks. It's quite exciting.
Don't they do that every year?
Yeah, they do this all the time.
It would be exciting if it was a movie.
They just had the Empire Strikes Back in theaters not long ago.
That was the 40th, I think.
Yeah.
But they're doing it. I think it's quite exciting.
These are not good movies. I've recently rewatched like the prequels.
Oh, did Donnie
still
get
bad.
Into it?
No, he's not into the prequels. Yeah, I just did on my own. They're bad. Darth Maul is such a cool villain, but those movies are so bad.
I love how you guys say they're such bad movies, but they made $1 billion in the theater.
Because it was Star Wars. You slap a Star Wars logo on it.
All these movies that you say are bad are $1 billion.
To be fair to Grant and I, when you actually have a Star Wars conversation, legitimate Star Wars conversation with people, and you compare the different trilogies, this one is not as
prequels are not as good.
Not as revered.
Yeah.
Right? By the overall public.
Even the nerds hate them.
No, actually, the nerds changed gears, because as soon as the sequel trilogy came out, now all of a sudden the prequels are the better one. But
yeah, they're not.
None of them compared to the original.
When they came out, I remember being wildly disappointed because I was a big Star Wars fan, like not like Jimmy, but I was like, oh, this is cool, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Jar Jar Binks thing just made me angry.
Yeah, because it made money doesn't make it a good movie. There's anticipation.
Lots of stuff makes money.
There's anticipation. There's hype there. There's people going to see for themselves.
Jimmy, like, they've done 15 Fast and Furiouses.
Yeah.
Like,
they're
doesn't
all
make it
good. $1 billion. They're not good.
Yeah. Anyway, we can move on. When is this again?
May the 3rd is when it's launching.
Oh, good. I'm glad we got that on now.
Locker Room, only on Chris.
Okay. What day is today?
February 15th.
So it's Thursday, right?
Thursday, yeah.
On Tuesday, I had to swing by the store to grab a couple of things. Even though we're not eating right now, the wife and I, still recovering from the trip to Mexico, she said you should stop and get some, you know, some Gatorade and some bananas and stuff like this.
Beer.
So by the way, I actually feel a little bit better today, and I had a couple of beer last night.
Yeah, the withdrawal.
So anyway, I stopped at Save-On Foods, which is a quick little stop on my way home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we cleaned the car lately, so I took a bunch of stuff out of the car, which includes this bag I have of bags.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know about you, but with this new, you can't have a bag anymore because we're destroying the planet. I have a bag of like reusable bags in the car, and I took it out.
I have one in the closet, yeah.
So I don't often forget, but occasionally I'll forget, so I'll have to buy one of these stupid bags at the grocery store. But I have them in my car just in case, right? So I'm walking in. I'm like, damn it, I got to buy a bag. Stupid. Go in. I do my shopping, and I'm going through the checkout, and the woman says, do you need a bag? And I said, actually, I do, because I forgot my bags. So she rings in a bag for me, and I make an a-hole comment.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm guessing that at some point we're going to start seeing stories about how these reusable bags are worse for the environment than the plastic bags that we used to give out free to everyone. Okay? And listen, I'm just annoyed. She kind of smiled and didn't say anything. I get in the car. I go home. That was Tuesday. I swear to God, Wednesday, a friend of mine sent me a story, and I double-checked to make sure it wasn't one of those, you know, fake Facebook stories to justify the, you know, their anger for the single-use plastic bans in Canada or whatever. It's a legit story, MSN, and it's based on California and what they're going through right now. Apparently, this plastic bag ban has backfired on the state of California, and they figure that they have way more pollution as a result of the reusable bags because people buy them and throw them out.
I mean, and they're way ahead of us in California because they've had this ban for 10 years. So we can kind of look into the future in California.
And listen, I'll
be honest, I'm kind of guilty of it because we end up buying so many bags and then so many of them we don't want. We're like, that one's junky. I don't want that one.
So you just
like, I got my canvas one. So I just, usually what happens is those are the bags that I donate stuff to the thrift shops in. Like if I'm getting rid of a bunch of clothes, I'll grab those reusable bags and throw all my clothes in there. This is your problem now.
That's a good idea. Yeah. That's a good point.
That was part of the reason why I wrapped your guys' Christmas presents in those bags.
God, how many do you have?
I have like 100,000, pretty sure. Like I have like...
They're all dollar store ones too.
I have two great big ones filled with other bags.
Like, are you kidding? Okay,
because
wow.
The problem is I forget to put them in my backpack.
Like, really? You? It's like memory's not really an issue with you.
Because I sometimes do put them in my backpack, and then when I get groceries, I forget to put it back in.
Should always have bags inside your backpack, Jimmy, because you're always stopping in to do a quick 15-pack purchase or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, it drives me crazy because when you think you're doing a good thing, right? Like the unintended consequence is something that we always ignore.
Yeah.
And now we have a reusable bag problem.
Well, so the one thing in California, too, we should point out, Lizard pointed out and looked, it is not necessarily the cloth reusable bags. They use like a thicker plastic reusable bag in California. So that's part of the problem there, too, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Still, I think it's an issue.
Well, instead of... listen, everybody, I have some advice. Instead of throwing these things in the garbage,
burn
them in your backyard.
With Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and Cinnamon Jimmy.
Good time to talk about the new Roadhouse.
You are the bouncers. I am the cooler. All you have to do is watch my back and each other's. Take out the trash.
Okay. Now, there's a couple of movies that I am not going to let anybody, including you, Grant, because you're trying to do it already with Twister. There's a couple of movies coming out this year that I am not going to let anybody ruin for me.
I'm not trying to ruin it.
You were trying to ruin Twister for me yesterday.
No, I'm just saying we don't really need it. Like,
it's kind of like ruining it.
Yeah. It wasn't one that was necessary.
I saw the trailer for the new Twister yesterday. And I'm like, I'm in. It's called Twister Twins. And I don't care what you say, because that's nostalgia for me. So I'm going to be going to that one. And the new Roadhouse, I got to be honest with you, I was a little bit leery about it when I heard about it, because I'm not a big Jake Gyllenhaal fan. But then I saw the trailer and I thought,
give it a try.
I might give this one a go. I'm going to have controlled expectations when I do go to it.
Well, I think I don't think it's going to theaters.
What?
It's because it says streaming March, or maybe it goes to theaters for a couple weeks, but then it's streaming on Prime, like right after.
Don't ruin this movie for me. Anyway, early reviews are coming out, and apparently they're not good.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, is I think the reason why they're saying it's not good is you're trying to compare it to a classic. Like, the Roadhouse is a classic.
But like, it's cheesy.
Compare Patrick Swayze
and
to
Jake Gyllenhaal.
You can't compare.
So this review said that the problem with it is that you don't believe Jake Gyllenhaal could beat you up, where like Patrick Swayze you kind of believed it. So then that's why they have Conor McGregor, but who can actually beat people up, but he can't act. The review said horrendous remake proves McGregor can act, may appeal to virgins and wrestling fans.
I like the
Jimmy,
line.
You should love it.
I like the line about that man is the least believable tough guy in the history of cinema. I thought he did a good job on the workout front.
Yeah, I'll still watch it.
I think I'll watch it.
I'll definitely watch it.
But you got to park your expectations for a remake of Roadhouse.
And that's Twister.
Exactly.
You can't go in there expecting a masterpiece.
Are you looking forward to the new Roadhouse, or have you got some sort of anger?
No. I actually don't mind Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay. But how do you hate Brad Pitt, but you love Jake Gyllenhaal?
Brad Pitt's annoying.
That doesn't make any sense.
Please don't.
The
thing is
that.
Is I'm kind of going into it like the same way as you are. You know, it's not like the original, so I'm not going to compare it to the original. I'm going to look at it like it's its own movie. It's not a remake.
I love how we're putting a Roadhouse up like it won 10 Oscars.
Yeah, I know. It's a classic.
Another moment with Dr. Locke.
Smells and depression. There's a link. And when I saw it, I was like, what? These scents can help fight, beat depression?
Yeah.
Really? Come on. But then you think about it, right? From that memory thing, if it takes
unlocks
you back
things.
To a happier place, right? Right. For instance, I don't know, Vicks Vapor Rub oddly was on, but maybe that's a smell from when you were a kid. When your parents used to put Vicks vape on your chest, when you had a cold, right? So maybe that helps with anxiety or depression issues. Clean laundry was another one.
Hmm.
Coffee was. We talked about this yesterday.
Just yesterday, we talked about how coffee can bring you out of depression.
Just the smell of it can trigger endorphins, right? Flowers was another one. Now on the list of stuff that smells that makes me angry, we'll start with Jimmy.
He does not help you. Yeah, Jimmy's apartment does not smell like any of these things, by the way, that it should.
No. Yeah. Especially not clean laundry.
On air, online, and on our app. Welcome to the locker room.
Look at that. We got a guest.
Trevor.
Woo. Our street teamer.
Daddy-O Trevor, our street teamer.
The locker room street teamer. Came by to grab a shirt that he ordered from the we have to get his specially ordered and specially delivered.
Yeah, so he got a
shirt on the back of a truck.
Shirt for our locker room merch page. Came down to pick it up and brought something for us.
Oh, what did you get? What shirt did you get?
I got the famous Rush Sucks shirt.
There you go.
There it is.
I think that's the first one we've sold.
I heard this wasn't a big seller.
Oh, you have one too. Yeah.
I heard it wasn't a big seller, and you know.
Yeah, I think that's the second
shirt.
One.
Right
that's the second.
That's number two.
That's number two. It's pretty unique.
It's
there you go.
Be a team shirt.
It's a collector's item. You brought us something. One thing you might not know about Trevor, we've talked about this before, but he is a hobbyist?
Yeah. I used to do a lot of cooking, and I got away from that. So it's a hobby now.
Okay.
And what he specializes in is pepperoni and beef jerky. And that's what he brings us, and it is always so delicious.
Is eating a hobby, too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Feed the beast, right? The smoker turned into my favorite way to cook stuff. So,
you know,
I use that a lot.
I got to say this. You'll meet a couple of people that like dabble in whatever, barbecue, or and you'll go over and they're like, ah, man, I did a brisket. Sit down. And it's always okay.
Right.
Like, we got buddies. And you don't want to be rude. You don't want to be, so you're like, hey, good job, man. Keep it up. Right. Mm-hmm. But you're actually good at this.
Thank you.
And we were out the other night for our last sort of hurrah with Northern Chicken.
Yeah.
And we were out with Mel from Dark Side of the Grill, who is a legit barbecuer. Mm-hmm. And he travels around. He's on his way to New Zealand right now for a barbecue fest, like a 1 month barbecue festival that he's competing in. And so when he wins a lot of these things around the world, and an Edmonton based guy, you should follow him on Instagram. We were also out with Aaron from Meat. He runs that place. He's his manager there. We're looking at doing a cooking show with the three of us called Grease Fire. We're going to tape something in March by the looks of it. Anyway, I'll keep you more posted on that.
Right on.
And both Mel and you brought some of your jerky down and some of your
pepperoni.
Yeah. Both Mel and Aaron were very impressed. And they would not have said anything if it was average stuff. So not that I need to blow any smoke up your butt, but Aaron in particular was asking you a lot of questions about your beef jerky.
I was really tickled, actually, that they both liked it.
Yeah, so you do a good job, man. What did you bring us this morning?
What I brought today, I see Jimmy's wearing the McRib locker room. Rocco was
Rocco
the McRib
with your McRib out.
Yeah, t-shirt.
Right. So we went to that event, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
How long has it been since the McRib came out, or since they took it?
10 years.
Back off?
10 years since it was in Canada.
Yeah, it seems longer.
It does.
Like I'd say 40. It seems long.
It felt like it's been 40 years since the pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I didn't want to go without the McRib
for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Again, and you know, people don't have to do that. So I've made my own version of the McRib, which everybody can. Can do it.
Have a little sample. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Exactly. Right. So I brought some sandwiches in for you guys.
Okay.
A little breakfast.
Where did you find the recipe, or did you just make this up on your own?
Oh, I just, you know.
You pull it out of your...
Yeah. From reading or from eating a McRib with you guys a couple weeks ago.
Studying
I'm like,
it.
Yeah, let's
You're
going to
open
this.
That container, right? Yeah, or are you just going to keep talking?
Absolutely. Oh, there you go.
Look at that. They're even wrapped up.
So, yeah.
Nice.
They're ready to rock.
Okay.
Come grab one.
All right.
Hopefully Jimmy, still warm.
Jimmy, that's yours. Thank you. You even had one for yourself.
Yeah, I brought four just in case. And
the bun looks good. The bun looks good.
And it might be a little messy. Hopefully not. But
there's pickle on it. A little bit
is.
Of diced onion.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take the first bite.
It's got a little of everything. Look at that. Get that on camera.
You know what, Trevor?
Could be a little warmer, but
that is delicious.
That's really good.
I'll take six.
Load Jimmy's freezer up again.
They freeze really well.
You know what? That's a good Sandy.
Thank you.
You know what? I've had a couple of people say, send me notes. I make a McRib.
Yep.
All right. Yeah.
You got to steam it to get the bones out.
This could be my interest. I did steam it. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
But Mel was actually saying that too.
Yeah. It's the easiest way for sure. I mean, you could, you know, probably. Yeah. No, you really need the meat to release from the bone. And the best way to do that is to steam it.
Dude, good job. Thank you for this.
Thank you.
This is really tasty.
This is awesome.
How do people get a hold of you if they want any info on how to do this? Send me a note. I'll hook you up.
Yeah, we can.
Where are you on? Are you on any social media?
Not yet.
Good
you know,
for you.
I'm, you know,
good
for 52 years old, I haven't joined Facebook or anything yet.
You got to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
No, don't. Do not
promote his beef jerky.
No.
You got to just do
it's
a
all
beef
word
jerky.
Word of mouth.
Do a beef jerky account.
Do not do that.
True.
Do not. No. No. Trust me. Stay off social media.
Yeah. So far, it's working okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't need that in your life.
No.
Anyway.
It's a rabbit hole.
Yeah. If anybody wants this, send me a note. I'll get a hold of Street Teamer Trev.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Cheers.
And now, Nerd News with James P. White, the first.
Is it real?
So, Fantastic Four. So, they actually have announced that they're some of the cast of the new one that's supposed to be coming out in 2025. So, next year. And Pedro Pascal. I'm
glad we're getting in front of this.
Oh, yeah. We got news here.
Oh, no. Hold on. No. Don't ruin Pedro Pascal for me.
He's in everything. Disney now.
He's in everything.
Yeah. They're filming The Last of Us right now. I've seen some pictures. I'm on a bunch of chat sites and groups and something like that.
Forums and stuff. He is Mr. Fantastic.
Is he?
Mr. Fantastic.
Kate, does every superhero need a movie?
It's not Mr. Fantastic. It is Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, it is. I'm not making that up.
See when you say it out loud. See, how bad you were
like, he's not. That's dumb. He's no, not Mr. No, Grant's making a joke. No, I'm like, no, actually, I'm reading this word for word.
Because the reason why I do that is you've messed up so many names of so many different characters for me. You've even messed up my name.
Well, the guy from the bear, not Jeremy Allen White, his cousin. Is in this as well.
I love him.
He plays.
You're going to ruin him for me too,
Mr. Spectacular.
I'm sorry. I would not be able to look anybody that I know in the eye.
Yeah.
If I signed up to be Mr. Spectacular or Mr. Fantastic, and if you're friends with them and you're not making fun of them every day, I would be calling up Pedro Pascal every day if it was his buddy and going, "How's it going, Mr. Fantastic? Is today going to be a glorious day?"
And it's going to be a fantastic day. That one's not the name that he has. He's the Human Torch.
Who's the human? That's worse. What are you talking about? Like, the Human Torch.
Like, the Human Torch in the 2015 one was Michael B. Jordan did that one. And
the Fantastic Four movie I remember was with Jessica Alba. That's the only one I've ever watched. That was like 2004 or something like that.
I remember the outfit, but I don't remember the movie. I would never have watched the movie. All right. I thought they were killing off. Didn't they kill everybody? Didn't they, like, someone pulled a...
Multiverse. You just go to a different dimension.
Oh, okay. But didn't somebody pull a crystal out of their...
No, he collected all the crystals out of their butts.
And then blew everybody up?
Yeah.
I thought everyone was dead in this.
That was in Doctor Strange.
Yeah, that was the Stranger.
The guy that sits on his hand?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Are we done here?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for getting entertainment on news for 2025.
You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast. Just be grateful they don't have real jobs. Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM. Brought to you by Arden Roof Systems.